Depois vai ver que eles têm. Agora que eles têm. Eles imaginam assim, eles próprios.
Okay. This piece of Parsha, Parsha's Bahaloscha, speaks about the dedication of the Levim, the inauguration of the Levim to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Kach as HaLevim mitoch b'nei Yisrael v'tiharto osam. You should get the Levim and you should be Metaher the Levim. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Kachas HaLevim? Just take them? What does it mean to take the Levim? Kachas HaLevim. So Rashi says, Kachas HaLevim means Kochem Bidvar. Right, we know a lot of times the Lashon Kicha, you know, sometimes can mean physically take, and sometimes it can mean to persuade verbally. Right? Doesn't always mean a physical taking. It can mean a verbal persuasion. So, like, Hu imochem dvarim. Rashi in Parshas Korach, Vayikach Korach, one of the Peshatim is Moshach Rosh Shadriel Shebehem Bidvarim. Right? Rashi says that in Parshas Korach, one of the Peshatim, Vayikach Korach means, Vayikach means to convince somebody. Vayikach to convince. So Rashi says, Vayikach es alvim kochem bidvarim. Ashrechem shetizku lios shamoshim lamokom. Whereas when you try to anoint the Levim and to establish them as the Ovdei Hashem, so you shouldn't just pull them in this, but you should speak to them and tell them what a privilege it is that they should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kachas Levim means Kochem Bidvarim, and say Ashrechem Shetizku Lios Shomoshim Lamokom, and Ashrechem that you could be servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a privilege it is. Not to have a negative spin on it, that this is what you got to do. No, be positive and kochem es alvim, kach es alvim kochem midvarim. So in the Sefer Imre Yosef, Spinka, the Spinka Rebbe, is actually Kuti Imre Yosef. In other words, Imre Yosef was a very large svarim on Chumash by the Spinka Rebbe. And so somebody decided one day that the Sfarim are too big, and a lot of it is not understandable because you got to know all this Kabbalistic things. So someone did a good service. They took out all the pieces from the Imre Yosef that are more understandable, and they put it together into this Sefer, and the Likutei Imre Yosef. And these are the understandable parts of the Imre Yosef. So he says, Imre Yosef Perish Rashi, Kachas HaLevim, we're up to page 2, Kochem Bidvarim, Ashrechem Shetizku Lios Shamashim Lomokim, Kinei Nodak Ya Torah Hu Nitzchus. And we know that the Torah is forever. It's for all times. B'chol Adam U'b'chol Zman. So even things like this, I mean, l'chora, the dinim of Kachas HaLevim was a one-time thing. It was how to, you know, to dedicate the Levim that they should service in the Mishkan. But what does it have to do for us, l'dorei doros? He says, the Torah is b'chol mokom, b'chol zman, b'chol adam. So what's the lesson in it for us? Of this story of the Levim, of the inauguration of Levim. So he says, L'chein nirali lomar v'yir ha'psukim v'drachenu v'nei k'siv k'chui mochem dvarim v'shuvu al Hashem imroi lov kol tiso avon V'kach tov v'nishol maparim svasenim. Peish Rashi v'kach tov v'mdeim derech atov. So kach is a lesson. So he says like this. Zeh shomer pasuk v'idaber Hashem al Moshe leimor ratzolomer l'chol tzadik v'tzadik v'doro kach ratzolomer l'mod es halavim ratzolomer anoshim hanilvim melecha. In other words, levim, we could teach not only the actual levim, but anyone who comes in your vicinity and comes in contact with you, and you want to be mekarev them, or you want to be mechanich them. Anashim and nilvi melech al kabel mechad divrei Torah, v'derech lavodos Hashem yisbarach. We talk about it, so tiyar Torah, so ratzalom. Anashim and nilvi melech al boi melech al til morosam darki Hashem, v'tayar atzom, v'kol tumma. V'zeh shepeh shashi kachim b'dvarim, ratzalom, v'divrei Torah b'dvarim ha-moshchim v'salev. V'amor lehem ashrechim shetitzku liyos shamoshim lomokim. Whereas if you want to mechanic somebody that's coming in your dalaramas, and you want to mechanic them, and you want to mekarv them, so you shouldn't do it in a negative way by saying, you know, what you're doing now, you're terrible, and this is all wrong, and this. But tell them how much of a privilege it is to be shamashim lamachim. In other words, so any kachas alavim means, kach means to teach, like lamod, as he quotes Yarok Hamaktar Likhi. Like the Torah is called Lekach, so Kach from Loshon Lekach. Kach es Halavim, you want to teach people who come in your vicinity, you want to be mechanich them, you want to be mekarv them. So this is the way you have to do it. Kachem bedvarim. Yeah, it's all how you speak. Whereas if you speak in a positive way, and you don't try to knock a person down and say that you're no good and you have so much to learn and you're this and you're that, so you're not going to be successful. But kochim b'dvarim, if you tell them, oh, you're embarking now on such a privilege that you could learn and you could be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. So that is the way, as what I titled here, of the Yisod HaChinuch VaHakiruv. That kachal salavim, you have to do it in a positive way by saying what? Ashreichem, that how lucky and how fortunate you are, shetizku lios shamashim lamakum. Then he quotes the Imre Yosef, a word from the Rebbe Reb Melech, the Noam Elimelech, the Parshas Korach. So Rebbe Melech said a pshat in the Mishnah. We've done this Mishnah once before, but a chassidish a pshat to a Mishnah. Why not? So it says in the Mishnah, Ra'as ha-metziah v'nafal aleha. So page 3. Ra'as ha-metziah, you found a lost object. V'nafal aleha. So you jumped upon it. You didn't pick it up. You just jumped upon it. And someone else comes and actually picks it up. So the one who actually did the Maisa Kinyan, because the Maisa Nefil is not a Kinyan. So the one who fell on it didn't wasn't Kona. The one who actually picks it up, he's Kona. And then the Gemara has a whole discussion. Why don't we say the first one is Kona B'Dalet Amos? Right? Because when he fell on it, he was in Dalet Amos. So the Gemara says, Kaven, the 2 lines to the bottom. Kaven the Nofal, Goli Daite, the Nefila Nichile, the Nikle, Barba Amos, Lo Nichile, the Nikle. And since he fell on it, in other words, why did he have to fall on it? He could have just stood within Dalet Amos. Came in the Nafalale, he was Megaladas, that he didn't want the Kenyan Dalaramas to work over here. And there's a lot of lumdas we've discussed, right, when we did the packet on using either Masira for the Ksuba. We discussed this, if you remember. Oh, so the Rebbe Meir Melech says a new pshat in this Mishnah. He says, what does it mean, page 5? Ras HaMetzia. He says, the neshama is Nikra Metzia. Al dash amr matzasi dovid avdi. Hecha matzo b'sdom. Mat nimtza ha-neshama Nikra Metzia. So the neshama is in Metzia. So keep going further down. The first word on the line is Metzia. Third column, page 5. There are rats on Metzia. Rats on Loma. Adam shazocha el Metzia's neshama. He found a neshama. V'nofala, perish, shepogamba. But the neshama was pogam. It fell. It was dirty. It was downhill. So ba acher v'hechzik ba perish sheba tzadik v'hechzik b'neshama v'helos ol kedusha. So a tzadik came and give the person chizik, lifted him up. So zeh shehechzik ba zocha ba. So this tzadik did a tremendous thing. He was zocha in a tremendous mitzvah that he took somebody downtrodden, somebody whose neshama was nafal, and then he was hichzikba. Oh, but he says more than that. So what's the Gemara's kasha about Dal Ramas Konos Lo B'chol Mokum? What does Dal Ramas refer to? He says Dal Ramas refers to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, Ofer Min Adama. So Rashi says he took Ofer from Dal Ruchos HaOlam and he created man. Why? To give man sovereignty over the earth, because he's created from all parts of the earth, and therefore to teach the halacha that if a person would die, so makes mitzvahs kana makomo. He could be buried anywhere in the world. Oh, so Dal and Amos is referring to the Dal and Amos of the Yitzir, which is the Dal and Amos of the Kvura. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, this neshama fell down. So so the tzaddik is smart. He lifts him up. He gives him chizik. He says, Ashreichem, that you were shamashim lamakam. But the Gemara is asking Akasha, why do you have to do that? Why don't you be konahim with dalet amos? Mean teeth. Speak to him about the Yom HaMisa. Speak to him about the dalet amos of Kvura. Right? Why doesn't that do the trick? So the Gemara says, Kaven the Nofal, because this guy is so downtrodden. He says, Nira Midaito, the Nichalei Bash Philosophical. It's not going to do anything. He's already so downtrodden. What are you going to speak to him about? Even lower, like Rabbi Moshe Shapiro said, you're going to think to speak to him about even lower things? It's not going to work. So the only thing that'll work is to lift him up and encourage him. Because if a person's downtrodden, you're going to think, you're going to speak to him, you're going to give him this harsh musr and things like that. You think that's going to help him? No. Not the Dalet Amos guy. The Dalet Amos guy is not Koda. The guy is trying to macarve him through beating him up, you know, and telling him how bad he is and telling him about he's going to go to Gehenna and all these things. That's not going to work. That's low kana. He's not going to get the guy. He's not going to get the guy to do tshuva. Zashe hechzik ba, but the guy who gives him encouragement, zacha ba. Then he's gonna accomplish something. And that's what the Noam Elimelech quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia about. Hey, Aleph. On page 4. Ikle Rebbe Asrei the Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon. So Rebbe went to the town of Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon. says Amr le Yeshlo ben lo osa tzadiks. Does Rabbi Elazar of Shimon have a son? Amr lo Yeshlo ben bechol zona sheniskeres b'shnayim sochartu b'shmona. That every zona, he's so handsome, every zona wants to be with him. They'll pay him to be. Every zona will charge $2, will pay him $8 to be. So obviously this son of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon wasn't in such great straits. So what does Rebbe do to makarif him? What does he do? Asya asmche b'Rebbe. And he gives him, he calls him Rebbe. So you call him also Rebbe, because they should, Shayiskane v'yasim libo Talmud Torah. In other words, he gave him a title. He says, well, I'm going to call you Rebbe from now on. Ashlamei l'Rav Shimon ben Issi. Words, give him a title that he could feel good about himself. So that's what he did. Because he gave him, it was by saying nice things, trying to encourage him, that ultimately is what's going to win him back. That's ultimately what's going to win him back. And there's a word they quote from the Kedushas Levi, a similar idea. You know, the famous Parshas Chukas, you know, the sin of the Mei Meriva. So, Kachas Amate, etc. So what was the sin? So Rashi learns Pshat on page 8. The sin was that he was supposed to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock, right? That's Rashi Shita. But the Ramban quotes the Rambam and says another pshat. Ramban quotes the Rambam on page 10, not so much the business of hitting, but another pshat. The reason why Moshe sinned is because he was angry with them, and he called them Shimun HaHamorim. He called them, you rebellious people. He spoke to them in a derogatory, angrily way. So Pashup pshat, these two pshatim have nothing to do with each other. Rashi learns pshat that he was supposed to speak to the rock and he hit the rock. And the Rambam learns pshat, the reason for the Avera was that he was angry. So our pipashtas, these are two different pshatim. But the Kedushas Levi says no, it's all one and the same. How is it all one and the same? It's all one and the same because he says like this. We know that really, if Klal Yisrael's Osim Ratzon HaShkadosh Baruch Hu, like the Svarim write, then the Teva is going to be Meshubad to Klal Yisrael. Whereas the water is going to come out naturally. You don't have to hit the rock. You speak to it, it'll come out. But that's only if Klal Yisrael is on a high Madrega. So by the fact that Moshe calls them Shimun HaHamorim, he labeled them, he branded them with a negative status. So Mamela, water won't come out for such people. But if he would have called them in a positive way, then Mamela, the water would have come out by Elof. So the two Pshatim are one and the same. Whereas if you give somebody a chizuk and you say, oh, you're chashuv, so the Bria would listen to that also, and the water would have come out without being hidden. But since he calls them Shimun HaHamorim, so now the Bria doesn't want to listen for these people. So then the only way to give him water is to force it out, to give a patch to the rock. And that's what he says beautifully in the Kedushas Levi. Moshe says, "Shimon Amorim chikzvel b'dvarim kashim l'chein hutzach l'hakos asel asos mashen ivra ki ilu hayamales Yisrael k'moshe yekanavonos hakadosh baruch v'dibartem al asela ki az hamedaber al asela atoshin ivreisu b'shvil Yisrael heim b'malak dola." If he would have told, the seller, look, Kal Yisrael so chashuv, and that's why you were created, it would have came out by itself. And this is a famous shalom, we've mentioned it in the past, that on the pasuk Al Tochech Leitz Pen Yisne Eka Hochach Hacham V'Yavecha, pasuk in Mishlei on page 13, which literally pashut means that you don't give musa to a leitz, because he's not going to appreciate it. He's going to hate you for it. But if a person's a chacham, you can give him musa. But still appreciate it. So the shalom says a pshat, a different twist, along the lines that we're saying now. The point that we're saying is that a person wants a kachas alavim. You want a people that mislav it to you, that come in your dalet amos, so you want to encourage them, so kachim bidvarim. Right, just like you shouldn't say Shimon Hamorim, you have to be encouraging, just like he called him Rebbe. Right? I'm gonna call you Rebbe, even though he did so many averis, but I'm gonna call you Rebbe. So Al Tochach Leitz means that when you're giving Musser, don't call the guy a Leitz, don't knock him down. But rather say to him, you're a Chacham! And therefore you could do so much better. In other words, always build somebody up. Always build him up. Don't knock him down. And Mimela, that's the ultimate way of Hatzlocha. And that's Bahaloscha Saneros. As Rosh Shmir pointed out, the lifting up of the Neros. And the Arachayim HaKadosh on page 16 says, why is it Bahaloscha? Because the Arachayim HaKadosh says that the menorah, it was machlokis, but one opinion holds that the menorah had receptacles to it. In other words, like we have in our oil menorahs, we have little cups that the oil is. So ba'aloscha means you have to put the cup onto the menorah. You have to put it on. It wasn't like that the cups were part of the menorah, but they were detachable cups that you had to be mala onto the menorah. And I think the Musar Haskil is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the derech hadlaka should be through bringing something up, putting it up. And that's the spiritually meaning, you know, being mechazik somebody, etc. The Sefer B'yos HaBoker of Rav Shaul Brach, mentioned once or twice, or four times, he says a pshat on page 17, Baloschas HaNeiros, who are the Neiros? He says the menorah we know is Torah. The menorah is Torah. The menorah is the Raven learning with the Talmidim. In other words, the Shivas HaNeiros are the Talmidim. The Pnei HaMenorah, the actual middle of the menorah, that's the Rav. And the seven branches are the Talmidim. So Chazal say, Lo HaKaptan Malamid. If you're a captain, you always get angry and you're this, you're not going to be a good Rebbe. So the Sefer Binyas Yisachar explains, because the Torah says, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Ayu anecha ro'osas merecha. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, you're not supposed to look at Adam HaKoes, because Koes is ki'ilo oved avodah zarah. So since the Torah says, Al mul p'nei ha-menorah, that the Rebbe and the Talmud have to look at each other, and a person that's koes, you're not supposed to look at them because it's ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. So the only way that you can teach Talmidim is if you don't have the mid of kas. And that, I think, is a very true thing about life, because Pasuk says, kemayim ponim al ponim, kein lev odom al odom. If you want to have somebody, you want to carve them, or you want to teach them, and you speak angrily. So anger breeds anger. When a person hears somebody's anger, he feels angry inside. Because anger breeds anger. So then you're not going to be happy about the situation. You're not going to want to listen. But if it's spoken in a way of Ava and Simcha and this, so then the person will makabel it that way. So Baloschas HaNeiros Al Pnei HaMenorah. In other words, the derech of teaching has to be Rav Mul the Talmidim, seeing each other. Are you einecha ro'osas merecha? And you can't look at a person's bekas. So that means that a t'nai for a Rebbe to be a Rebbe is what? Is that he shouldn't be bekas. He shouldn't be a captain. And we saw once before Chasam Sofer, we'll see it again now, on the Pasuk in Tetzava. Atat Tadaber is called Chachmei Lev, Eshem Leisiv Ruach Chochma. Basu Big Day Aaron Lekacho Lechano Li. So the Chasam Sofer, I didn't have this version of the Chasam Sofer with me, so I xeroxed it from this Sefer Kazer Rei B'Chanech, but on page 20 where the arrow is, the next paragraph, the paragraph that begins Belibos Anoshim, he says in person's heart Chachma Natua, person has a lot of talent inside, but sometimes he doesn't realize it. Im Yovo Mishi Ya'orim Alzeh Yotzi HaMatman Ahu V'Yigal La'in Kol. Sometimes he needs somebody to point out to you, yeah, you're so talented. And the person doesn't realize that. So that's what it says. Ata tadaber al kol chachmei lev. Hashem says to Moshe, Ata tadaber al kol chachmei lev. What should you speak to them? Tell them, Asher milesiv ruach chochma. Tell them how great they are. Tell them how much talent they have. That's a word from the Chasam Sofer. This is the Chasam Sofer. The two Sfarim of the Chasam Sofer. There's the Torah Moshe Ala Torah and the Chasam Sofer Ala Torah. Two different Sfarim. So the library doesn't really have hard to find the Chasam Sofer Ala Torah. They just have the Torah Moshe Ala Torah. And sometimes you see a word from the Chasam Sofer and you look at one of the Sfarim and you don't see it because it's really from the Chasam Sofer, not from the Torah Moshe. So this one is from the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer is not as available as the Torah Moshe. I mean, yeah. And that's the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Yesh botek imat kiros cherev, v'loshem chachomim marpe. That a person could speak, and it could be as sharp as a sword. But loshem chachomim marpe. But when a chacham speaks, it should be what? Marpe. It should be therapeutic. It should be, person should feel good about himself when he hears a chacham speak. It shouldn't be like a matkaros charef. It should be something uplifting. And that's the mussar here. Kachas halavim, kachenu bedvarim. Not only for those levim, but anyone who is mislava elecha, anyone who comes in your dalet amos, and you want to be successful, so don't speak about the dalet amos shomisa. Speak about the hechsikba, zesha hechsikba zachaba. You want to win him over. You want to be successful. Zesha hechsikba zachaba. Not the dalet amos shel misa. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have said that Klal Yisrael is great, then he wouldn't have hit the rock. It's all one and the same. He said Shimu Nahamorim. He spoke a little bit harsh, and a little bit sharp. And Mimela, he had to hit the rock. And Mimela, that caused the whole kilkel. And that's the menorah, Bahaloscha. Putting the receptacles on the menorah. Raising people up. Doesn't mean there's no place for Musar. But the Musar should be, like the Shalosh says, a positive Musar. Not to say you're a nothing and you're a late. No, you're a Chacham. And therefore, you should act accordingly to be like a Chacham. And Baloscha, Melmulpanei Amorah, the Rebbe has to be Besimcha, can't be Bekas, and then the Talmidim could look at him, and they could learn. And that's Kachas Halavim, Kachenu Bedvarim. That it's all how you say things. You could say the two same things, but if you say it in a certain way, you'll be tremendously Matzliach, and if you say it in an angrily way, you'll be tremendously not Matzliach. And it's all kachenu bedvarim, how you say it. What are the dvarim that you say? Kachas alavim b'tach b'nei Yisrael v'tiharta osam. So this Bez Hashem, whether you decide you're going to go into chinuch or not go into chinuch, but any interaction you have in life, Bez Hashem, you'll have your own children, and every Rebbe, every father is in a certain sense a mechanech to his children. And there's a way of being positive or being negative, and this is kachas alavim, is the yisod l'chinuch v'kiruv.